This is the Wyoming 2001 Little Grays River Rendezvous.
Hey! Bring it in! Bring it in! There ain't that many of us. We're not 15,000. Let's get cozy. You guys by the tree. Yeah, you. Come on. What are we gonna do? Come get ya? You don't want that. Hello?
Hello?
Is this working?
It's not working.
It's not working? Damn, I'll have to go without a mic. All right. This is the rally. And it is my job. They appointed me as a master of ceremonies, but only for 2 hours because I am a tall, white, dominant, old, bossy male. Thank you for that. Nobody else got that. But in the history of the tradition of the last 5 days, where we've had this history of Earth First stuff, right? Andy Caffrey, you're here somewhere. I would like to tell you who I am. I am Dave Forskin. And I would first like, sorry, David. I would like to introduce our first group. I have no idea who they are, but they're called Crime Think, and they have 15 minutes of your valuable time. Crime Think, bring them on.
Okay, everyone, gather around. Do we have everyone in the play? This is Crime Think the musical, where we confront the eternal question. How does one banish disciples and create equals?
The revolution happened this morning at 7 o'clock. All the politicians, the robots, and the president got clocked. Red and greens descend upon the city to celebrate May Day and the final victory.
Dorothy!
Susan!
Goldmith!
The things are on fire. We trust our desire. When I say I want it that way,
tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a class war.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but industrial collapse.
Tell me why.
I never want to hear you say I want it my way.
Okay, I say this is May Day after the revolution. We shall erect a monument to the Haymarket martyrs!
Blasphemy! It's all about the start of spring! It's a pagan celebration!
Shut up with your sir zaniness, Mr. Zeta!
You have offended me! I challenge you to a duel!
A duel! 5 steps, and then let's begin the combat! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5! Foolish primitivists! Red anarchy forever!
Sorry, man.
After the homicide of Zerzan by Daruti, the Reds start to bicker in an endless consensus meeting.
Consensus!
All right. Rubio and Bergman.
Okay, the green anarchists have commenced the war upon us. We spend all day making maglites and carhartts in our syndicalized factories, and all they do is steal them.
The most important advancement of our technology is the Leatherman. We must protect the Leathermans. We should have a committee exclusively to defend the Leathermans.
I brought that proposal. I feel that our most technologically advanced weapon is the maglite.
The maglite!
Without maglite, we're not like those primitivists. We don't build fires in the woods. We have to see at night.
And those damn bombs, they burn out.
Leatherman!
Berkman.
We need our Cliff Bar syndicate, Tofu syndicate, Tofu Pup syndicate. We need.
I can't take this.
I have another proposal.
I can't take this. I'm gonna go get drunk with the green anarchists.
You're betraying solidarity. Me fact will make you pay.
Shred. Wobbly Abigail commences to drink 80 ounces fortified with formaldehyde. Meanwhile, at the sit-ins of the Greens, they party masquerading, smoking fat-ass lists of trees.
Wobblio, Wobblio, wherefore art thou, Wobblio?
Well, since I ain't got a dollar and I ain't got a quarter, I had to steal for you a bottle of the very best malt liquor. A smaller 40-ouncer with a note that needs an answer. Look me in the eyes and tell me, how can you say no to love? Well, you won't have to climb a tree. We'll work in the factory making mag lights, Leathermans, and Carhartts. Our two hearts are bound by an anarchy profound. Eugenia, Eugenia, let your dreads come tumbling down. So leave your daddy's tree sit. I need someone to drink with. Your father is an anti-tech tyrant with theories that are ignorant. So leave the anarcho-green life and say hello to my life. Look me in the eyes and tell me, how can you say no to love? Since I didn't have a dollar and I didn't have a quarter, I had to steal for you a bottle of a smaller variety of malt liquor.
The beast with two backs, the horse, the man, the beast with two backs, the horse, the man. The beast with two backs!
The Greens find out that Eugenia got knocked up, so the Unabomber proceeds to get furious and erupt.
Dad, I'm with child.
With child?
Yes.
Who is the father, Eugenia?
Wobblio!
Wobblio!
I love him!
The industrial worker!
The very one!
The industrial revolution and its consequences have been a disaster for the human race, Eugenia! You know this! You have betrayed me! I'm going to kill Wobblio!
No.
I'm going to send a mob onto the general membership bridge! I'm going to kill all of them!
How are you going to preach? I'm in trouble! How are you going to preach? I've been losing sleep, but I made up my mind. I'm keeping my
Eugenia and Wobblio hop a train to the center and the red and greens converge. Enter.
Wobblio, I'm scared. My father, he wants to kill you. We need to get out of here.
Now that I've lashed out my solidarity, I think we should probably leave the area. I have this friend who can probably help us get out of here.
What's up, Wobblio?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
absolutely. This
hey,
is
babe.
Yeah, okay. So, do you have any ideas about how we might be able to get out of here?
Yeah, there's a catch-out place on the syndicated Union Pacific Railroad down by the Tofu Syndicate.
Really?
So,
oh, good.
You guys want to go hop on that train?
Yeah,
let's do that.
Yeah.
It will be the autonomous zone. They will be in the autonomous zone converging. Wobblio will be there.
We will be there.
I have heard that the train is going to the autonomous zone. Let us red anarchists make a convergence into there.
Stop again, by deed, not by word.
Kill those monkey green anarchists. Primitive monkeys.
Get my train noise back.
If the future is ours to choose, then we must work with all the tools. The world is ours for us to lose. And in the streets the dumpsters burn, the tear gas swirled and our future turned.
There will be no more infighting as we start uniting.
And the three regions I admire most, the mountains, desert, and the coast, will be destroyed if we all loaf and let anarchy die. So why did all the anarchists die? Was the logic too heavy and the theory too dry? We lose their ideology and bake a new pie. Maybe this won't be the day that we die. So why did all the anarchists die? Was the logic too heavy and the theory too dry? If we lose our ideology and make a new lie, maybe this won't be the day that we die. Maybe this won't be the day that we die.
Yeah.
Who's green badass?
Hey, crime think! Okay, okay. Keeping again with this history of Earth First stuff, I'm no longer David Forsky, and I am now Mike Ray's Hell. And the next group...
Mike.
Only you get it, right?
It's been a long time.
The next group is called Debbie.
Hey there. How many people know Isabella Barnes? She did the merchandise for the journal for a whole bunch of years. So my friend Fiona wrote a song honoring Isabella. With her charms. Tonight I'll get a chance to hold her in my arms. Cause tonight I'm going dancing with Isabella Barnes. Yeah, tonight I'm going dancing with Isabella Barnes. Seen her dancing at the festivals and her local shows. Heard tell she dances nearly everywhere she goes. If I can win her, she'll keep me on my toes. Tonight I'm going dancing with Isabella Barnes. Don't you tell me no. I'm going dancing with Isabella Barnes. Wanna make a good impression and woo her with my charms. Finally get a chance to hold her arms. Tonight I'm going dancing with Isabella Barnes. Yeah, tonight I'm going dancing with Isabella Barnes. Isabella's dancing's a legend in this town, but after a dance or two, she lets many good men down. Cause she found another partner, she wants to spin around. Isabella Barnes, am I lost or am I found? I'm going dancing with Isabella Barnes. Wish me luck, fellas, and consider yourselves warned. Cause she found... Wanna spend a lifetime holding her in my arms. And I'm going out dancing with Isabella Barnes. I'm going out dancing with Isabella Barnes. Yeah, I'm going out dancing with Isabella Barnes. The next one is a Danny Dollinger song. If you know it, feel welcome to sing along, and any of the rest people might know, feel free to sing. There's a place on the prairie that I know. Only the coyotes and I go. We like to sing of the things that might have been. I see what the earth is coming to, and the coyotes see better than I do. We are in tune, we are preparing for the end. Watching the sunset, watching the dust dance. Wind in from the east blows a ghost of a chance, and a ghost of a chance. All in the world we have. And I'm gonna raise my voice and sing out across the prairie, over the desert, into the mountains, out to the shore. Ghost of a chance is all in the world I need to carry. This message of hope across the frontier to your door. All of my life I have been learning the smell of the planet burning. I am afraid of things yet to be. I cover my eyes so as best as I could. You took my hand and led me out. You opened my eyes and encouraged me to see into the evil, into the death dance, where it's very hard to find a ghost of a chance. But a ghost of a chance has found its way to me.
A few of you might have heard me do at the campfire the other night. When Erica Levine was 7 and a half, up to her door came Jason Metcalf, and she said, "Will you marry me, Erica Levine?" And Erica Levine, what? I'm sorry, I'm going to start that over. When Erica Levine was 7 and a half, up to her door came Jason Metcalf, and he said, "Will you marry me, Erica Levine?" Said Erica Levine, "What do you mean?" "Well, my father and my mother say a fellow ought to marry, and my father said my brother, who is my Uncle Larry, never married, and he said Uncle Larry is a dope, so will you marry me?" Said Erica, "Nope. My piano teacher's smart, and she never had to marry, and your father may be right about your Uncle Larry, but not being married isn't what made him a dope, so don't ask me again, because my answer's no." When Erica Levine was 17, she went to the prom with Joel Bernstein, and they danced by the light of a sparkling bobby sock, cause the theme of the prom was a history of rock. And after the prom, Joel kissed her at the door, and he said, "Do you know what the kiss was for?" And she said, "I don't know, but you kissed just fine." And he said, "That it means that you are mine." And she said, "No, I'm not," and she rushed inside. And on the way home, Joel Bernstein cried. And she cried too and wrote a letter to Miz, saying, "This I know, I am mine, not his." When Erica Levine was 23, her lover said, "Erica, marry me. This relationship is answering a basic need, and I'd like to have it legally guaranteed. For without your precious love, I would truly die. So why can't we make it legal?" said Erica. "Why? Basic needs at your age should be met by you. I'm your lover, not your mother. Let's be careful what we do." And that line is always sung twice. Basic needs at your age should be met by you. I'm your lover, not your mother. Let's be careful what we do. For if I shall ever marry, I will marry to grow. Not for tradition or possession or protection, no. I love you, but your needs are a very different issue. And he cried, and Erica handed him a tissue. When Erica was 30, she was talking to Lou, discussing and deciding what they wanted to do. When we marry, shall we move into your place or mine? Yours is rent-controlled, but mine is on the green line. And they argued and they talked and they finally didn't care. And they found a small cooperative on Central Square. And their wedding was a simple one, they wanted it that way. And they thought about the things they would choose to say. I will love you and I'll live with you but never call you mine. And the judge pronounced it legal and everyone had wine. And a happy ever after life was not the one they got. But they tended to be happy more often than not. Next one is a Jim Page song a bunch of people would probably know. Again, feel free to sing along. There's a donation jar on a cafe counter in a little Indian town. For the children who lost their parents when the mountainside came down. And you put in a folding dollar bill and you go along your way. And you wonder to yourself how it got to be that way. How it got to be that way. You see the mills and the workyards and the logs all stacked in rows. And you know it's timber country. That's how the money flows. And you see the dark green forests 100 miles wide. Their roots all intertwined, holding up the mountainside, holding up the mountainside. There's a family that lived on the mountainside in the beautiful evergreen shadow. When the company came to clear cut, well, they knew there was gonna be trouble. They took every standing tree as far as could be seen. Well, they must have made a fortune. When they take that mountain clean, when they take that mountain clean. There were those that cried a warning with what little voice they had. But the logic of the dollar is a logic that's gone mad. With the futures held at ransom and the axle set to fall, they would not be satisfied until they took it all. Until they took it all. Rains every winter in Oregon, and the river gives rise to a flood tide. If it hadn't been for the clear cut, well, there never would have been a landslide. There never would have been a landslide, and the mountain never would have been down. And there never would have been such a tragedy in that little Oregon town. In that little Oregon town. For there were no trees to hold up that dead for very flow. When a million tons of mud and rock came crashing down below, turned the children into orphans with their parents trapped inside. It was murder by profit. That's how those people died. That's how those people died. So many came to the funeral. So many tears were shed. So many words were spoken. Then this is what they said. If there's just justice in this world, then let that justice be. Look, this landslide came from the clear cut. The clear cut came from the company. It came from the company. There's a donation jar on a cafe counter in a little Oregon town. For the children who lost their parents when the mountainside came down. And you put in your folding dollar bill and you go along your way. And you wonder to yourself how it got to be that way, how it got to be that way. And the last one I'm going to do is a song that Peg usually does, and I don't know if she's done it, if she did it this time, but I know a lot of people know this, especially the chorus, so please, please, please sing. This is Live Like a Prayer. Born in the Rockies of high mountain streams, running down the valleys, ocean in its dreams, great blue heron, meet the shore. Water rushing the floor. Don't dam the river, leave the river alone. Don't dam the river, cause the river is a home. Don't dam the river, let the river survive. The river is alive. Hot desert's waiting, Red Rock Canyon walls, hot sun is beating. One coyote calls, sagebrush fragrant in the stillness of the heat. Desert fire burning a steady beat. Don't pave the desert, leave the desert alone. Don't pave the desert, cause the desert is a home. Don't pave the desert, let the desert survive. The desert is alive. Tall grass is waving, miles across the sky. Broad fields remembering the buffalo hunter's cry. Song to season, circled by the stream. Sweet grass burning, refreshing clean. Don't plow the prairie, leave the prairie alone. Don't plow the prairie, cause the prairie is a home. Don't plow the prairie, let the prairie survive. The prairie is alive. Rising with the current to the great divide. Blessed by the lightning and the green forest wide. Alpine meadows, the golden eagle flies. Mountains touching the sky. Don't mind the mountain, leave the mountain alone. Don't mind the mountain, cause the mountain is the home. Don't mind the mountain, let the mountain survive. The mountain is alive. Feel the mother hurting, know that scars are done. Breathe in your courage, cause the struggle has begun. Live like a prayer now, in the praise of the one. We are all alive. We are all alive. We are all alive.
My support team.
Yeah.
Debbie! All right. All right. In the continuation of the history of Earth First, I was David Foreskin earlier, and I was Mike Ray's Hal. Now I'm Howie Hokey. And I would like to present for 5 minutes only, Thomas! Right there.
They call me the Frogman. And my green party began when my tail dropped off and my voice changed. Grim it, grim it, grim it. Hop, hop, hop. You like my fine, long frog legs? Don't you dare eat them. Hop, hop, hop. Grim it, grim it, grim it. They call me the Frogman. Not a hot dog, hog snog, grogman, or a dilly bar, lily pad, silly shrilly frilly fad. But alas, the time for rhyme, opportunistic crime for a nickel or a dime, has passed. And my hero is Kermit. What a surprise. They call me the Frogman. I carry the essence of swamp under my armpits. Want to sniff? I am the only frog you'll see today, except that non-amphibious one, and I think she left yesterday. They call me the Frogman, and come spring, I'll find a she-frog. We'll hop, hop, hop.
Ribbit, grit. Grab it.
Eat some flies. Harmonize. Metamorphosize. And fantasize. We'll find a quiet place. Share a fleeting frogasm. She'll lay the eggs. And I'll be off. Hop, hop, hop.
Gribbit, gribbit.
Hey, I didn't say I was a romantic frog, man. It's just biology. And if I was romantic, I'd probably write a poem about muskrat love or something. Okay, that one I was able to rememberize. I have a lot of trouble. I've been drinking a lot this rendezvous. I'm trying to rememberize the other ones. So I have one about a turtle and one about when I was a bird. Which one do you want to hear? Okay, when I was a bird, I slept in the updrafts, tumbled from the sky just because I could. When I was a bird, I tasted clouds inside out. I dropped yesterday's dinner on SUV windshields. Pretty big target. When I was a bird, I pretended I was in that old Hitchcock movie. Gonna peck your eyes out. When I was a bird, did I laugh as the loon does? Or cry as the loon does? I really can't recall. Maybe I just reveled in the shadow of my dinosaur DNA. Perhaps I was a woodpecker, pileated, alive in a verdant jungle of lodgepole pines and mule deer. When I was a bird, I was high all the time. Pranced with pretty perch-pillaging pelicans. Soared smoothly beside silken, sexy swallows. Hovered humbly with hungry, handy hunting hawks. Flew fast like Jonathan Livingston, mudhen on Prozac. When I was a bird, I flew around the world and back. Toured the shimmering zodiac. Danced with escaped balloons up high. Preened as a lion would, my, my. I hid from feline wannabes and sometimes clapped my talons with glee. I love to soar, but I don't know how to teach a human or a sow. When I was a bird, the sky was the limit, but not really. And I tried, and I tried, and I tried, but I could not lay an egg. Okay, I'll do the turtle one too. It's kind of short. Slow traveling. I think I'd rather fancy being a turtle. Taking life real slow. Walking around very low. Bobbing my head to and fro. Sleeping when it's 20 below. Laying eggs on the go. Wouldn't be bothered by computers or email. Can't type with these claws. Couldn't read books. They just get wet. I'd see all the lakes and rivers one at a time. As long as I didn't get flattened by a car. Were you driving? I know you. Going too fast. You know, turtles aren't political. They don't vote. They don't sign petitions or send letters to the editor. Turtles do have a code, though, you know. Like a secret handshake. It's done with their tails in the mud. You've never seen it, but sometimes the fox is watching. Thank you.
Okay. Another announcement. If you want to get in the list to do one of these rants, Dogman, raise your hand. There's a guy to see if you want to ramble. Okay. I was I was Dave Foreskin earlier, and I was Mike Ray's Hell, right, in keeping with the history of Earth First. I was Howie Hokey a few minutes ago, but now I'm Barf Bowler. And as Barf Bowler, I would introduce a guy who knows all those guys and who's been there from the beginning, Big Dennis.
About Earth First. What? You say? Another wilderness environmental group? There are more environmental outfits than plague fleas on a New Mexico prairie dog. I already belong to the Sierra Club. Wilderness Society, Friends of the Earth, Audubon, Greenpeace. Why another one? Why Earth First? Because we're different. To begin with, we do not believe that it is enough to preserve our remaining wilderness. It is time to recreate vast areas of wilderness all over America's ecosystems. Identify key areas, close roads, remove developments, and reintroduce extirpated species. It is not enough to oppose the construction of new dams. It is time to free our shackled rivers and tear down Hetch Hetchy, Glen Canyon, New Melones, Teleco, and others. Earth First does not compromise. We set forth pure, hardline position of those who believe the Earth comes first. We are emotional, passionate, and angry. We also have a sense of humor. While other environmental groups are members of the American political establishment and essentially adopt the anthropocentric... Anyway, forget. The anthropocentric worldview of industrial civilization, we say that the ideas and manifestations of industrial civilization are anti-Earth, anti-woman, and anti-liberty. We are working to develop a new biocentric paradigm based on the intrinsic value of all things, deep ecology. Lobbying, lawsuits, research papers, they're all fine, but they're not enough. Earth First also uses confrontation, guerrilla theater, direct action, and civil disobedience to fight for the wild places. And while we do not engage in monkey wrenching as a group or necessarily advocate it, we present a forum for the exchange of ideas on creative opposition to the juggernaut of progress. To avoid co-option, we feel it is necessary to avoid the corporate organizational structure so readily embraced by other environmental groups. Earth First is a movement, not an organization. Our structure is non-hierarchical. We have no highly paid professional staff, nor formal leadership. There are various autonomous but cooperating elements within the Earth First tribe, including dozens of Earth First groups. The Earth First, or the Fund for the Wild Nature, the Earth First Journal, various task forces, Earth First Radio, and the Round River Rendezvous. Quite simply, Earth First believes in wilderness for its own sake.
Thank you, Dennis, for that moment of humor. Is this working? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay. I was David Foreskin. I was Mike Raisel. I was Harry Hokey. I was Barf Bowler. Now I'm Deadwood Abbey. And I want to bring on Dogman. All poetry stops for monetary contributions. Thank you. Thank you. Got a dime. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. May your ass catch on fire. Somebody has to do better than a quarter now. Much ado about farting. I fart. And my odoriferous discharge proves not only my existence, the dead,
Soon after their demise, pass no gas, break no wind, but if left out to dry properly, are broken by the wind. My flatulence as well stinks in the face of a consumer-directed but not people-protected society which sells the mean to combat the stinking butt flex but leaves defenseless against the hex of suburban ease and comfort. Burn down your house and run away deep into the darkest woods. Gather, hunt, eat, and fart, and let your farts create an odor strong enough to drive out the minions of a buy-me-now culture. Fart, I say, and let the strength of your ass reek speak the height of your desires, and let your stench set the only level of your revolution. Via conflatulence. In the name of bold-faced capitalism, I do want to mention that I am a poet with no other skills. Please help. And I do have a book for sale. It's a sliding scale fee, $5 to $10. More is eagerly accepted. And it's over there. If you want a copy of it, see me. This is about the interaction between bears and men in the Northwest, and especially in Idaho and Montana. Up in the hills of Idaho and Montana, where only bear and crazy vets live, the stills rumble, pot grows, and Hank Williams fills the night. Bear sits on porch sipping whiskey. Crazy vet whittles. A census taker roasts on a spit. The air smells like sweet lodgepole pine after a fire and rain. Man and bear can live together. They just have to find common feeding habits. And I'm going to become the poet laureate of the Dennis D. administration as soon as, it's Krusty actually, as soon as he's elected president. And yeah! to prove my worth as poet laureate in Krusty's administration, here's a poem called Ate by Maggots. When I'm dead and when I'm gone, when every word of leaves of grass have been read, lay down my corpse in the soft earth and wait. The flies will come and lay their eggs and birth their larvae, and then the maggots, God's greatest scavengers, will gluttonously eat away at my dead flesh until I am no longer but fly food and compost. And I'm going to do a couple of selections from my book. This is called Pigs Killed Toto. This is my reaction to all the street stuff that's going on. Pigs Killed Toto. It was a sniper with a grudge. Sat up on the rooftop watching the riot below. Order came down. Pig said, kill that hoe. And let me start again because I blew a line. Pigs killed Toto. It was a sniper with a grudge. Sat up on the rooftop watching the riot below. Toto sat by Dorothy. Order came down. Pig said, kill that hoe. Pigs killed Toto because he couldn't shoot with shit. Had Dorothy in his sights, but he just couldn't hit. Hollow point hit Toto right between the eyes. The riot had to stop so Toto could die. Well, that was happy. I heard a rumor once that up in Fall Creek, the tree sitters were accidentally dumping their shit buckets on the Freddies when they walked underneath them. And I don't know if that rumor's true or not, and since, you know...
And it doesn't happen in Santa Cruz either.
It doesn't happen in Santa Cruz either, but I hope it is. And when I was living in Eugene, and I got to see a lot of opposable thumb mentality behavior, I wrote a few poems called the Monkey Series. This first one is called Monkeys and Trees, and this is for the folks up in Fall Creek. Monkeys climb trees, sit up in a tree sit. Climbers come from monkeys, climbers get bit. Get a plywood sheet, get an opposable thumb. Build a tree village, feet get numb. It rains and it snows, nowhere to go. What Forest Service say monkeys don't want to know. Monkeys in a tree sit, holding up the show. Monkeys on a platform, new winds blow. Monkeys throw feces on the police. Humans interfere, try to keep the peace. Monkeys in a tree said, bucket's gonna drop, land on Super Freddy head, plop, plop, plop. And during the alleged election, when we allegedly involved in the democratic process, I decided to write an election poem, and this is also part of my monkey series. This is called Drunken Monkeys Take Over Government. Chelsea let them in, but she didn't know. Her Tupac on the box, thought she'd score some blow. Monkeys raid liquor store, got Baileys and tequila shooters. Lacking opposable thumbs, paid in Uzi denominations. Got some Cuban cigars, got some Che Berets. Cabby and Afghani took them to the door. Che lives and he's Bulla, Cabby cried, lighting his Bulla. Monkeys rang bell. Chelsea let them in. What she know? Just wanted to score some blow. It's Hillary monkeys want. Light up a blunt. Big brother Billy turned government over to primate Earth first. And one more monkey poem. This is a poem about escaping, and it was actually inspired by my daughter, who one day took an opportunity to show us how to escape from duct tape
and handcuffs.
And it goes, duct tape the monkey, teach escape methodologies. When ensnared by legal nets, it is our first duty to escape. Practice at home. Think like a monkey, not like a mountain. Duct tape a monkey, put them in cuffs. Monkey escapes, laughing all the way. And this is a poem about our friend Phil Knight. It's called Nike Town. I don't want to live in Nike Town. I just want to burn it down. Political prisoners and child slave labor are a fascist way to be a moneymaker. Buying off governments may make you a mint, but Phil Knight should be forced to do a worker's stint. I don't want to live in Nike Town. I just want to burn it down. Move to Vietnam, move to Indonesia. Phil Knight just gets sleazier and sleazier. While you break the backs of child laborers, suffering humanity gets needier and needier. I don't want to live in Nike Town. I just want to burn it down. Everywhere you go, you will be hunted. Over in Eugene, your shit isn't wanted. How does it feel to be hated at home? You're a child murderer, cursed to the bone. I don't want to live in Nike Town. I just want to burn it down. People won't take it much longer. Everywhere people are getting stronger. Phil Knight, you can just go to hell. When you're busted flat, we will ring freedom's bell. And, if I can find it. In line with that, I really like corporations. I worked for one for about a year. That gave me a nervous breakdown. This is called Dead CEOs Do Not Lie. Am I mainstream enough? Dead CEOs do not lie. Live activists should not cry when we read of Hurwitz's demise or that Phil Knight's tongue is silenced. He will not tell another lie. We should dance around a fire, celebrate another feudal lord is dead. Round up all the CEOs, take their picture, make a poster, put a price on their head. Monstrous mayhem, social genocide, these are the good deeds they have done. Pollute our air, foul our water, kill our fathers and our mothers, daughters and sons. These corporate butchers are worse than Hitler or Stalin. They kill us with poisons, they kill us with guns. Dead CEOs do not lie, no stories can they tell. Laying in a shallow grave, they can just go straight to hell. We hold these murderers accountable for what... When will we hold these murderers accountable for what they've done? Politicians are only props. Voters are only fools. CEOs run the worlds, turning living oceans into dying pools. It's a hangman noose for these corporate tools. And one more in that vein. This is a... I wrote this poem. I discovered that if you use the words kill and Ronald McDonald in the same sentence, your computer will crash. And so I had to call this the poem to crash my computer because I was sending it to a friend in Eugene and my computer was down for 20... I better not read this, the police are here. Kill Ronald McDonald, stab, slaughter, and cleave. Butcher Ronald McDonald, the fucker's got more than poisoned food up his sleeve. Fill the shit with sugar, cancer-causing carcinogens, MSG. Get the children hooked so they'll work for free. Ronnie, you drug pusher, build a house to entrap the parents of those you kill. Try to act like you care. Ronald McDonald, what goes on under your hair? WTO, IMF, World Bank, food for the disenfranchised. Kill Ronald McDonald. Kill Ronald McDonald. Kill Ronald McDonald.
Another quarter here.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to do a couple more because I don't know how much time it is. I'm so well organized. This is why they call us organizers.
Okay. Starving poet.
Starving poet.
Here we go. Right. Get it going. $20.
That was hoping I'd shut up. Okay, so this is kind of quasi-serious. This is called Cascadia Rising, and I wrote this right after Elaw when I hadn't been out that way for a while and was living in Denver, which is where the armpit and the sewer of the world collide, and I was really missing you folks. When the rain falls from the sky and hovers all day, the smells of life saturate your brain and soaks the membranes coated with death culture. Ospreys soar higher and higher, and their shit lands on fertile soil, giving birth to ganja rich in antioxidants and clarified reality. Moss grows under every step, soaking up footprints and depositing seeds of resistance. It's just like heaven needs to touch the earth. So all day wet touches dirt, and holy men live in yurt, and when they get high and dream a new day to life, thieves can steal our government and helicopters our solitude, but when the rust is born and the metal hinges, even prison doors will not close. And the pigs can go on violent binges, but when rust seeps into firing pins and the wet gloats batons until they are useless, it's a trip. Life is everywhere, but in the high canopies, it's just not spotted owls, but tattooed warriors who grow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, were you about done?
No, go.
Oh, okay.
Go.
Oh, okay. Well, so this is called Life Without
Wait.
It's not the Welcome Home Center. It's Earth First. Go home. Life Without Teakwood. You are my Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory loving old growth baby. I'm your lockdown ink cutting my sweet trees today loving kind of man. I love your velvet footing, soft leaves, and rot to lay my body down in. I love your wild canopy. No bullshit Barbie doll, even-aged management Forest Service tree farm here. I like to climb in your branches, make love in your bowls, run with your sexy sisters, the spotted owl, horny salamander, and lovin' tree voles. You are my lover, baby, and you ain't gonna end up in no chicken shit middle-class American furniture warehouse. Wrapped in my freaky loving arms, you will decompose and compost yourself in the generations more and more of holy ancient forest. Zen Mother says, waste not, want not. And I got time for like one more. Okay, I just wrote this, and it doesn't have a title. When the Montana snow is up to your ass and your balls are frozen, take pen in hand. That's the time to write. Good poems come from imminent despair. Around a campfire, words flow more freely, and the whooping and hollering covers up the sound of wrenching in the night. Oh yeah, I forgot. We don't do that shit anymore. Set for in places like Wyoming, where the cold alone necessitates action and unreasonable responses to unreasonable conditions. Feeding at the government trough will leave you empty of belly and filled with resentment, and makes men do strange things at midnight where there ain't no moon to show good intentions or covert actions. It's called Strange Things at Midnight.
Pass it around. Come on, dig deep. He's a poet, for God's sakes. Not a CEO. Just hang on. I need help here. Again, with the history of the Earth First Movement, 20 years and more now, you know, we got your David Foreskin, we got your Mike Raizel, your Harry Hokey, and your Barf Bowler. But there was the fifth Beatle, whose name nobody ever remembers, and I don't either, Dennis. You don't know. Anybody read the book?
Ron Kezar.
Okay, make up a thing about him. Bomb Kezar? Why not? Where is he today, anyway? Anyway, my next group. First is a young woman that has actually been known to me since I was only a minor league old guy. So we're both getting older. Along with a young person who was not even a gleam in her parents' eye when I got sucked into whatever I got sucked into. And so in the spring, who I don't even know, so here is Megan. And
Megan,
Celilo, and Spring. Bring them on.
Okay, I'm starting with a couple of poems. Should I do the short one or the long one first?
Yes.
That works.
do the long one, then the short one, then we'll sing the song.
It's called Ride in Slow Motion. It's actually in my dad's poetry book, and it's my dad's. Half-baked, chill the revolution, get it straight, cheer out of the solution, fuck you, get a job with Nike, Ho Chi Minh is dead, terrible on the psyche. It's bullshit all this talk about equality. Sandinistas shrivel for popularity. America owners of factories kill the revolution. Slave labor builds the TVs. President Clinton jerks off headwaters, sits up peacefully in trees. Why fucking even bother? Throw a bomb, blow her with a shiner. Let the fucking quake terrified of thunder. Make this place so goddamn pretty. Pepper spray, weed and feed in every city. Hairy people, fools and folly. CEOs, last their jolly. Red hot riot, super shopping. Come and try it. Chances, children beating chances, fleeting, burn the planet. Beg, borrow, skim. Childish rebels, anarchist planet. Slash the road, burn the boners, damn it. Toss a Molotov cocktail off the roof. Yellow ditty, duck and spoof. Police in danger, gunman stranger. Streets ain't safe, carry pager. City street can't leak or shit. Move your ass, don't have a fit. Place smells like shattered glass. Riot somewhere and power the lower class. The super rich play golf and die. The super poor buy guns and track. Limiting factor, police and justice. Burn a cop car, yelling, shouting, bid and kiss this. New World Order, New World Border, Nazi jacking, stealing loot. Poor people pay and pray and pray if I knock your whorehouse and lay and lay. Feed the fire, nuclear reactor, feed the fire, tractor after tractor, hairy hippies, society slashes, country clashes, cause it fucking matters. Now I'm gonna read the one that I have memorized. It's called Daughters of Chaos. Daughters of Chaos. We are not the droids you are looking for, and if we were, you would not find us. We exist. Only in your erotic nightmares, and just when you think you've got us trapped, you are paying compliant submission, will you fly off with your manhood, laughing?
Get near the mic, because somebody's recording it.
Which one?
The little one.
She has to hold my hand because I'm nervous.
Well, if I had a dollar and if I had a quarter, I would buy for you a bottle of the very best malt liquor. A big old 40-ouncer with a note that needs an answer. Look me in the eye and tell me how can you say no to love? We'll move out on the highway and see the whole world my way. Eat out of the dumpsters out behind the health food stores. We'll eat lots of sprouts and berries that are just a little scary. Sleep beneath the bridges on the freeway of dreams. My karma is too good for you to worry about the crazies. I love everybody and there's nothing that I own. And all the ex-murderers who like to pick up hitchhikers. Will take us where we're going and then just leave us alone. I fucking hope. So leave your daddy's mansion, which has suffered from expansion so many times he can no longer find his way around. Say goodbye to the high life and say hello to my life. Look me in the eye and tell me how can you say no to love? Well, if I had a dollar and if I had a quarter, I would buy for you a bottle of the very best malt liquor.
That's called Dollar in a Corner by Danny Dollinger. It was stolen by that play earlier.
Woo!
Oh, Megan!
It was lavender.
Okay, that's mine. I won't touch it.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
She was going to sign our permit until we didn't have to. I actually know this song, but I'm nervous, so I'll forget it. So I'm going to hold this book. It's called Rebel River, and it's by a woman named Amy from British Columbia, who's very cool and who nobody has seen for a really long time, which is why you're stuck with me singing it. No man's walking down by the river. He fought in the war just like his brother, and he went walking. In my dream, the old men and all the old women will walk away laughing from their corporate children. Go walking,
down by the river, they go walking to where the dam was built to stem the flow of the river. He had shrapnel in his chest and a shotgun shell in his shoes. He had a monkey wrench in his left hand. He had those sabotage blues, and he went walking. The old woman reached the dam, and she dug out her dynamite. She prayed and prepared till there was nothing but a match to light. Then she stole away further down the river. Then she stole away further down the river. When I woke up, I realized the dam had been broken. The old woman told me that the earth had spoken and was waking to the rumble of the rubble river. Earth is waking to the rumble of the rubble river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. It was waking to the rumble of the rubble river. Earth is waking to the rumble of the rubble river. Later the dam burst and the water rushed through. The authorities looked on, but there was nothing they could do but stand gaping at the rumble of the rubble river. They stood gaping at the rumble of the rubble river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Earth is waking to the rumble of the rubble river. Earth is waking to the rumble of the rubble river. Earth is waking to the rumble of the rubble river.
This is Ballad of Accounting. It's alphabetical. I don't know what page number it is, but Ballad of Accounting.
It's one of the first. There are like 12 pages of Ballad Ofs.
It's not Ballad of the Fish Tomato. It's Ballad of Accounting. Okay, I'm slowing down.
Journey from the cradle to the grave, cradle to the grave, cradle to the grave. Did you learn how to dream in the morning, abandon dreams in the afternoon, wait without a hope in the evening? Did you stand there in the traces and let them feed your lies? Did you shuffle off behind them wearing blinkers on your eyes? Kiss the foot that kicked you. Did you thank them for their scorn? Did you ask for their forgiveness for the act of being born? Act of being born. Act of being born. Did you alter the face of the city? Make any change in the world you found? Did you observe all the warnings? Did you read the trespass notice? Did you keep off the grass? Did you shuffle off the pavement just to let your betters pass? To keep your mouth shut where you seen and never heard? Did you learn to be obedient and jump to at a word? Jump to at a word. Jump to at a word. Did you ever demand any answers? The who and the what and the reasons why? Did you ever question the setup? Did you stand aside and
Well, you took second best. Did you let them skim the cream off and then give to you the rest? Did you settle for the shoddy? And did you think it right to let them rob you right and left and never make a fight? Never make a fight. Never make a fight. What did you learn in the morning? How much did you know in the afternoon? Were you content in the evening? Did they teach you how to question when you were at the school? Help you grow? Were you the maker or the tool? Did the place where you were living enrich your life? And then did you mix among the standing of all your fellow men? All your fellow men, all your fellow men, all your fellow men and women. Okay, the next one has kind of a long story, and I'm not good at keeping long stories short, but I'm really going to try. Is Trog still here, or has he left? What? Okay. Well, here's the guy to talk to, but he's gone now. How many people here know the story about Aldo Leopold and the wolf? Woo. Okay, the people who don't have your hands up, find somebody with a hand up and ask them the story. You should know it. It's in a Sand County Almanac. I think it's Thinking Like a Mountain. It's Thinking Like a Mountain. Aldo Leopold was a young man who was working for the Forest Service. Part of his job was killing wolves. He was good at it. He did it. And one day, he had an epiphany. He went up to this dying gray wolf, a female, and Mama Wolf. And he saw a fierce green fire dying in her eyes. And that feeling that you've had at this rendezvous or that you've had at other rendezvous, if this isn't your first one, what you're feeling is that fierce green fire. Aldo and his elk were very good at what they did, and the people who succeeded him after he stopped doing that sort of business were really good at it, too, and it got to where, and this is where I wish Trog were here, I think it was in the 80s, Mexican gray wolf population anywhere in the whole world was down to 7, one female. There's now a whole long process, which again, Trog is the guy to talk to do a captive breeding program and reintroduce them into areas including the Gila Wilderness, which is where Aldo Leopold was killing wolves not that long ago. And it's all fucked up, and you can read about it in the journal and all that good stuff. So I went to visit Trog in March or April. I was nursing a bad broken heart, and he sent me down into the canyon, where if I had walked further than I did, I might have seen where the wolves had been the week before. And he also said to me, "Do you have fire?" And I said, "You know, I never cook for myself or have a fire when I'm by myself." And he said, "No, you really should." And I thought, "I'm nursing a broken heart. I need to be good to myself. I'm going to light me a fire. Nobody to fuck with it. It's going to be my fire." And as I was hiking down into the canyon thinking of that, I had a friend of mine's song stuck in my head, and I wrote new words to it. And it's a beautiful song. That original song is called Highway. It is in the songbook under H. And my song is a shameless ripoff of beautiful music that I don't deserve to rip off, but it's in the songbook under C for campfire. And Spring plays it way better than I do, so she's obliging me. And she will sing with me. Camp is far above the shore, and the coyotes laugh in the growing of the moon. And I think about rattlers, and I think about bears. And this campfire is my friend. Oh, my sycamore's burning as long as I got a song in my heart. I'm as free as a hawk above. And sounds like a highway, sounds like rain, and dream had tracks in the sand. But our people drove her off in their greed and their fear pain. Men on horses with bullets and guns.
For those of you who couldn't make the Fund for Wild Nature Direct Action Fund fundraising workshop, here's a musical grant proposal about how to fund the movement, Robin Hood style. But this is called If I Die Tomorrow by David Rovix.
Just don't know.
president.